This podcast is brought to you by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in customized pay card solutions, and Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Download a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/lost, and check out more details about Global Cash Card at globalcashcard.com. Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
I'm Mr. Clean.
Future Jack.
Rose and Bernard.
Elsa.
Anna Lucia.
Angry New Guy.
Broken Nose Guy.
Razzle Dazzle.
Barb.
Elton John.
Hate McHale.
Hero Rat.
Captain Bunny Killer.
Edmund.
And I'm still sitting around waiting for Ben to tell me who's on the boat.
And mine's Hava.
What?
Hava.
What's Hava?
Have a clue.
Nikki.
Bloody Abaddon.
Desmondo.
Isaac.
Co-pilot, and I truly am a log-carrying guy.
Hootenanny.
Saeed. Natural-born killer.
It's on aisle 5.
Steve.
Eloise the rat.
Clean-shaven Jack.
Dead log-carrying guy.
Polar bear poop.
The unusual.
And I'm Ethan.
And I'm Bernard.
Cranky Jay.
Sammy.
Dave.
And I'm Emily.
Have a little dude.
Burning Frogert.
Horace.
Smiling Jill the Butcher.
Donner.
Shaggy.
Flying Nadine.
The Panda Bear.
Arturo.
Scotty.
Jacob.
Claire.
Not Uncle Locke.
Charlie Brown.
Dot.
Nemo.
Emily.
The Argus, formerly known as Little Prince.
That might be my favorite Not Your Name opening ever, 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 ever. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm confused. I don't know who I am. I just don't know.
Big thanks. I
think I have multiple personalities.
I think so. Thanks. Big thanks to Dan Kempner for putting together a montage of Jack's Not My Names.
That was pretty good. I forgot about a lot of those.
I know.
Who was Sammy?
I don't know.
Who's Sammy?
I don't know. There should be like a reference point, and like sheet.
Cranky J was obvious. I think we know who that is.
Was that me?
I would think so.
Okay. What was I cranky about that day? Do you know?
Who knows? Could have been anything.
Could have been a long list of things.
Long.
All right. So we have a new Lost Podcast today. Got some news to get into. Got a lot of listener feedback to get into. But before...
The sad thing is Lost has been pushed back the start date till March 2nd.
It has?
I'm just making that up.
I was going to say, when did this happen? Good Lord.
You couldn't play along?
No, because that upset me.
We could have kept it going for like a minute or two. And
no,
then
I thought maybe you knew. You just found out something. You're telling me
people swerving all over the road. Going, no, I can't wait. No.
You just made me swerve off the road. Oh, my God.
I can't.
Wow. Okay.
It's right. Still February 2nd.
Okay. Okay. So
on a station near you.
ABC. Let's specify the station.
The only podcast, the only station we'll podcast about. The only network, I should say.
It is funny how that worked out, but yeah. It really honestly was not our intentions, yeah. No matter how many times we say that. Some news about our podcast first. Unfortunately, we did not win a podcast award for Best Entertainment. Thank you for everybody who voted.
You know, I don't mind who we lost to.
I do. I'm so sick of those MuggleCasters. Good Lord.
You know, I think they got so many people on the show that they just stay there and vote.
I think so, too.
I think that I'm not accusing them of stacking, you know, stuff in the ballot box.
I think they do,
but I think they stuffed the ballot box.
Yeah.
But I'm not accusing them of that.
Andrew Sims, if you want to come on the podcast and defend your honor, by all means, do it, but I think you're a dirty, rotten cheater.
I forgot all about it, and then I was on Twitter. I go, I can't remember who it was, said, recount. I go, recount what? I go, oh, that's right. And I went on there, and they were announcing some other award. And I went, oh, I guess we lost.
But thank you again to everybody who voted. I know a lot of you guys did, and We put a good effort out there, but
we appreciate
those,
it.
Those Potter kids were just too tough to beat. Hopefully next year.
But since we lost, now we're not going to give away that cool prize. We're going to keep it.
But
we need something to make us feel better.
Hopefully next year we can mount a better campaign to beat those Muggle kids.
I think we just should report to like the NSA or what's the...
I don't know. Like, is there like a podcast authority we can like report them to?
Well, I'm just saying something with the government. Say, you know, send in a fake tape that they're they're plotting against the United States government or something.
That's
like that.
Just wrong. That's just mean.
Hey, are you trying to win or not? You do what you can. There are no rules in podcasting. There are no rules.
That's podcasting is the wild, wild west of America.
It's like Survivor. There are no rules.
All right. But thank you again to everybody who voted. We really appreciate it. We had a good time nonetheless. Also, there's one more week to guess what the finalist prize is. We just saw the final...
Oh, my God.
Whatever it is of it. Because I don't want to give away too much.
And that's just the first prize.
The finalist prize for the top 10 finalists.
Yeah, but the big prize. Oh, my God. But this
yes.
one...
And you can check out the information at globalcashcard.com/lost. The email is at lost@globalcashcard.com if you can guess what the finalist prize is. So right now I'm going to go through all of the clues. These are all
But also,
clues.
If you have guessed before, we're going to open up. You can guess again.
You can guess again. Guess as
many times
you want.
Like I will say this. Two people have guessed correctly.
Two people guessed correctly so far, and the maximum is 10. So there's
also,
still
don't
8 chances
send
left.
Your guesses to us.
Yes, send them to lost@globalcashcard.com. Here's the clues so far. I'll go over all the clues that have been
all the
put
clues.
Out there.
If you, and I'm gonna call some of you guys out. If you're not, if you don't get this, you're just a poser. You're not a true Lost fan.
Well, that's mean. All right, this is.
Well, I know.
I don't know if I could have gotten this.
I know what it is.
Because that's cheating. All right, so here's the numbers: 240.
240
or 240, however,
or 240, however you want to look at it, or 240.
Here,
and a lot of people have been saying it's.
Can
it's,
I get going? You keep a lot on of trying to say.
A lot of people think
me.
It's my phone number. No, it's not. Win a date with me. Unfortunately, I'm married, so it's all not right. My phone number.
Here we go. 240.
I know a lot of people are crushed by that. 240. Come on, we got to get to
two and one.
Two and one.
Eight.
Eight.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
23.
23.
5.
5.
8.
8.
16.
16.
And 4.
And 4.
All right. So, those are all your clues. Okay, I'm not going to give any more clues.
There's one big clue in there, and I'm not going to say what it is.
There is one big one.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
So, read the numbers, think about the numbers.
And the
think,
first 10 people to guess correctly.
Win a super duper... T-shirt.
And it's very cool.
It's a very nice T-shirt. We saw him today. We are going to announce, we're going to have a special vidcast next Thursday, mm-hmm. which will show the finalist prize, which we're really excited about. It's being FedEx to us right now to show you guys. And we also show the T-shirts that the finalists won.
Is FedEx sponsoring us?
No.
No, it's being shipped to us.
Shipped to
by
us.
By some company.
And we have a special vidcast next week. And guess what's also going to be in that vidcast, Jack?
I don't know.
We're going to do a review of the super duper Dharma orientation kit edition of the season 5 DVD set.
Because Michael Purcell
of Global Cash Card
was kind enough to send us one.
Yes.
Because we have one that we're giving away for, we're not giving away. We're going
to. No, we're giving up for auction for Autism Speaks.
Autism Speaks.
And we also got one graciously from Michael Purcell of Global Cash Card. And we're going to be reviewing that on that vidcast as well. So, big vidcast next Thursday. We're going to be showing you the finalist prize. And we are also going to be doing a special video review of the super duper Dharma orientation kit edition of Lost Season 5 DVD, which includes that cool VHS, which I'm excited to see.
And it's amazing that I've heard rumors that Rose and Bernard are in this special edition of the... Tape. That's what I've heard. I've heard rumors like that. That I just started spreading.
We'll have that next Thursday on a special edition of the Lost Vidcast.
Right.
Which will be on this feed.
Also, there's something cool out there. Michael's from Global Cash Card sent us something else. It's a dude count of all the dudes, all the dudes, not just Hurley dudes, of all the dudes is on YouTube, and it's by not S-C-H-O-J Dozer, D-O-S-O-R. So if you go on YouTube, it's Dude is the title of the video. And it's NOTSHOJDOSOR. And it's pretty cool. It has all the dudes and gives you the exact total of all the dudes that have been said by anybody
on the show Lost.
On the show Lost.
All right, so Jack, you want to get into some Lost news?
No.
All right, here we go.
Movie picks.
All right, we got some Lost news to talk about. First up, the...
Anything spoiler?
No.
Okay.
The Golden Globe nominations have been announced. They're announced today, I believe. Or yesterday.
I'd like to thank everyone who voted for me.
And Michael Emerson has been nominated for a 2010 Golden Globe Award for his role as Ben on Lost.
Again?
What?
I'm cool with it. I'm just kidding.
You're so mean. I'm
trying to be controversial. I'm trying to cause some problems. You know, if you're controversial, that sells, and you win awards that way.
So are we about selling?
We're about winning awards, I thought.
All right.
We lost, and we're bitter.
Well, does that work for Kanye?
Wow, that's true. All right, no. I apologize. Michael, congratulations!
All right, so here's who he is nominated with. Michael Emerson is nominated, of course. Neil Patrick Harris, How I Met Your Mother. It's actor in a supporting role.
I don't watch that show, but he's talented. So he's very funny. That's tough.
William Hurt, Damages.
Never seen it.
John Lithgow in Dexter, which I hear is a really good like.
I saw the episode with Patrick Labuteau. He was good in it. That's gonna be tough. That's gonna be a tough one for Michael.
And Jeremy Piven in Entourage, you probably won't be able to attend because he is poisoned by mercury from eating too much sushi.
He's already won like 18 times, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's like enough.
Let's move on. Sorry, Jeremy. Move on. You've never agreed to come on our show, so we're kicking you to the curb. Unless, of course, you want to come on the podcast, then we'll pimp you for number two.
All right. This next bit of, or last bit of news here is from TVGuide.com. Best of the year 2009 for TV shows.
Right.
Guess what was number one?
Friday Night Lights.
Lost.
Lost?
Sure. Lost Time Tripping 5th season was the most difficult to follow.
Was this fan voting?
No, I think it was whatever they voted. I'll check again just to make sure. But... at times, we had headaches and nosebleeds, but also provided many weighty moments for the characters we've grown to love. Sawyer took on a leadership role and gave his heart to Juliet. Hurley helped Miles reunite with his long-lost father. Jack finally tested the water of being a man of faith, and John Locke is, well, still dead. Throw in the introduction of Jacob and the death of Daniel Faraday, and it's no wonder why we're so eagerly anticipating the next and final season.
I thought there weren't going to be any spoilers.
That isn't spoilery.
Well, if you haven't seen season 5, that's pretty spoilers.
Well, I think we're already past that.
Well, we are.
Well, people that listen to this show, I think, are past
that. Well, I don't
want
any nasty emails saying, I haven't watched season 5 yet.
Then why are they listening to this podcast?
Because they're crazy.
All right.
They thought this was an award-winning podcast. They thought they listened to it.
That doesn't make any sense. All right, Jack, do you have anything else you want to add to our little news segment here? Anything else?
I have not been. No, I don't think there's any news out there.
You ready to get some listener feedback?
Do we have any news?
No, I was just wondering if you had something. Like, you know, you had Lost was moved to March 2nd, which was false, but I didn't.
You know, we should have just kept it going through the whole show.
That's so wrong, because that made me upset.
But ABC would have been flooded with, oh, you got to be kidding me.
All right, Jack, you ready for
some? And then, of course, we couldn't podcast about ABC shows anymore.
I know, they cut us off.
Yeah,
those big with paycheck. $0 paycheck. All right, Jack, you ready for some listener feedback?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Oh, Jack, I can't believe we forgot. Sunset on the Beach is going to happen.
I even had it written down here, Sunset on the Beach.
See, that's why I asked you. I thought you had something else to say,
but you
forgot it.
I forgot. I'm old. It's going to happen.
On January 30th, right, Saturday.
Saturday, January 30th. Rain or shine, I guess. Well, if it rains, will it happen?
I don't know. I'll have to ask Ryan about that.
That's a good question.
Well, we will be there reporting from Sunset on the Beach.
We're going to be in L.A. and we're going to be on Skype. No, we're going to be actually in Hawaii having a good time.
And it should be cool.
Well, I don't know if I'm there working, so I don't know if I can have a good time.
Oh, yeah. It's so much work. So, yes, that is what's going on there with Sunset on the Beach. The final one.
Because we plan to go, we were going on before season 4. What was the year of the writer's strike?
That was 4, I think.
Yeah, we were all planning. We had flights, hotels, and Well, there was a strike, so they canceled, they canceled Sunset on the Beach. But we are they're going to have it this year, and we are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't make it, check us out.
Here we go, Jack. Are you ready for some listener feedback?
Yes.
All right. But first, let's get into our first sponsor. All right. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible's over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere. This month's book of the month is Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost for your free audiobook.
It's free.
Listener feedback.
All right, listener feedback time. Got a lot of emails and calls to get into. So, Jack, what do you say we do emails first?
I say go for it.
All right, I will go first since you're bad at reading emails.
We flipped coins, and I think that I won.
Oh, well, then go.
No, I don't want to go. No, I don't. All right, you ruined it for me.
Hi, guys. I was rewatching season 5 and came up with a theory about John Locke.
He's dead.
Jay's been saying, and I agree, that John's character has to come back and maybe resurrect or something.
Now, hold on. It's not Russia. He doesn't have to come back.
It would be lazy to leave him there lying on the beach and mean, too. So I was thinking, what if the moment that Jacob died, Locke on the beach woke up? That way we'll have two Johns, one being.
That is a great, I like that. It's a great theory.
One being question mark and the other being Jacob. This way we'll have the war that has been talked about before in which Widmore, who definitely knows a bunch of stuff more about the island and maybe Jacob, said John had a big part in and this choice will determine who will win. So maybe his big part is being like a receptacle for Jacob.
So that we'll have two. We're going to have two John Locks. I don't like.
Well, according to this theory,
I like the theory that he'll wake up, but I don't want to see two John Locks.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying. I don't like it when when the same guy plays two characters.
Yeah,
that's 1960s.
You know, like one has a goatee.
Yeah, or Bewitched, where Sabrina has a black wig. Sorry. Spoiler alert for people.
That was an interesting possibility. Thanks for making the waiting for season 6 more bearable. Esteban Quesada.
So someone supporting you that wants John Locke to live. Like I said, I want John Locke to live. I just don't want two John Locks.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want two John Locks either. I think that'd be kind of that could get cheesy. That could get cheesy.
I mean, the show's been great for 5 years. Let's not get cheesy in the 6th year and have to like episode of Star Trek where Kirk's fighting himself.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
You had enough of William Shatner for that day, right?
Yeah. I don't want two John Locks. Don't tell me what I can't do. You don't tell me what I can't do. You don't tell me what I can't do. That would just
guys,
come on. Well, he's telling me what I can't do. That would be
no, he's telling me what I can't do.
I can't take it. That would be bad. That'd just be lazy writing because it's just the same thing over and over again, right?
That's how it ends.
Yeah, that's how Lost ends.
That's my video submission. Just
don't tell me what I can't do. I have to come up with that. Would have been a good one.
I just called dibs on it, so that's mine.
Bummer. All right, this one's from Lauren. Hi, Jay and Jack. I think Lost Final Party is an excellent idea. Unfortunately, I live in Illinois. Well, I know a lot of people are happy they live in Illinois. I don't know why she's upset.
Because she's not close to L.A., I think is the problem.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think that's the problem,
I thought it was maybe she didn't like Jay Cutler or something. So unless I'm really dedicated, I probably can't make it. Haha. Although I did have a good costume idea for the two of you. You should both go as the same person. Ha! Are you confused? Are you confused, Jay? Go as the same person.
Like, go as me?
No, go as in costume for the final party. We remember we talked about going in costume. Are you confused?
What?
She's asking if you are you confused.
Is this a joke at my expense or something?
Everything's a joke at your expense. No, she's asking, are you confused? She's asking a question.
Okay, yes, I'm confused.
Well, Jack should go as Locke and Jay should go as DWG or Esau, the anti-Jacob dude in black. So I'd be Locke, you'd be Locke.
Whatever,
because Jay, you could totally pull off DWG. Or Jack could go as Jacob, or Jay could go as DWG. That would probably be more appropriate considering you guys are always at each other's throats. LOL. Anyways, love the podcast. Keep it up. Lauren in Illinois.
I don't know if I can pull off a DWG or an Esau because he's got the white beard thing going on. He's got the scraggly.
You can get makeup and put it on. I'd have to, if I did Jacob, I'd have to obviously get a wig because Jacob has a full head of hair.
Yeah, he
right?
does. And he's a blonde too.
Yeah, well, I could pull off the blonde. I've had...
But see, he has more of a square jaw and kind of a square head. You have more of like a little pinhead.
Who, Jacob?
You.
No, me. No, which one am I, Jacob?
No, you're not Jacob, because you'd be better as Locke because you have more of a domed head.
And I have the scar under my eye.
Exactly.
So.
I think you'd be a good Locke.
Good Locke. But I don't want to, that's just too easy.
Why is that too easy?
I don't want to be Locke. It's because everyone, everyone goes, oh, great, the ball-headed guy came as John Locke. Great. That's lazy costume.
But I think it's fitting. I mean, you should do what you look close to.
I don't want to walk out, oh, Jack is John Locke. Yawn. Didn't see that one coming.
You want to, like, shock people? Like, I wanna, wow.
He came as Kate.
You shouldn't have. All right, okay.
I could come with a little whiny look on my face all the time, couldn't I?
Maybe.
See, there, I made fun of Kate.
Oh, that's a first. All right, here we go. This is from Kevin.
You're saying I couldn't pull off Kate?
It's called For Jay and Jack, and then Jay again. Hey, Jay and Jack. Awesome work on the podcast. Keep it up. As the show gets closer and closer, are you guys getting worried? Worried about the empty feeling you'll have once the show is done in May 2010? Just thinking about it makes me feel weird, but I guess all good things must come to an end. Next, this is for Jay. Do you by any chance have the first season of Married Man show safe somewhere? Would love to host on a server for other listeners. Yes, there are listeners who miss Dale. Ha 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 ha. As hard as that is to believe. Kevin S. Thanks, guys. Leave it up. Hope you'll read it on the air. Would love to hear your responses.
So we've got someone that wants to host season one of The Married Men.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
I don't know. I'll have to find them.
Okay. Well, I'll save this. You can save this email. Or you want me to save it and I'll forward it to you?
Sure.
Your other account. Almost said it on the air. But you want me to send it to your other account? We'll do that. But an empty feeling. Yes, I think it's going to happen because I, like I said, other people have been listening. We finally finished BSG, and mm-hmm. I did have an empty feeling. And
I did
watch The Plan.
Yeah.
In Cleveland, I was in Cleveland last week, and The Plan left me with an empty. What?
Save it for a Battlestar Galactica podcast.
Anyway,
blow our load here.
So anyway, I did have an empty feeling when Battlestar Galactica ended. I was like, oh, there's no more. It's like when Band of Brothers. I watch it every year, but I get the same empty feeling when it's over. It's like I could watch it again.
Uh-huh.
So I think I will have an empty feeling with. But we are going to do rewatch Lost after it's over.
Yeah.
In our own time, but I will. I'll be upset. You, Jay. I think no matter how it ends, whether I like the ending or not, I'm going to be. It's been so like. I mean, for a lot of people out there, Lost is their life. I mean. You see people on the internet, their message boards, their MySpace page, their Facebook.
For me, it's never I'm going to be sad. I mean, not feel
well. How can you not
upset?
Be,
I'm many, not going to be upset. I'll be sad it's over, but I'm not going to be upset.
How many friends have we met through?
Oh yeah, I mean, Lost. But I mean, worldwide. You know what? Those friendships are going to last after this.
Well, I agree,
I mean, it doesn't end. Like the community, I don't think ends after that, but it is sad when it is going to be over.
I'll say right now, we do another podcast on Flash Forward and a podcast on V. It's not the same. I mean, it's not.
Well, no, but you got to remember, they just started.
I know they just started, but the community is not the same.
Well, it's only in its little infant stages.
I understand that. It just doesn't have the same. I don't know. It's not the same.
Yeah, remember we've been doing this podcast about Lost for
it will be
almost 5 years.
I get excited to do a pod. Like today. Okay, we're gonna do a podcast about Lost. Cool. I'm excited.
There's now a rich history of Lost podcasting.
All right. I'm just saying. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not a liar. I'm not like some people here in this room. I'm gonna be upset. I'm gonna have an empty feeling in me.
Okay. All right.
And you're just gonna be lying, saying, "Oh, it's not gonna hurt my," but you'll be in the corner crying like a baby. Speaking of which, where's my baby?
Nice.
This one's from Ben. Okay, guys, I'm from Australia. And Jay's attempt at the Aussie accent is driving me insane. Gee, it's just so bad. I shouldn't have wrote this. Although, just as bad as most of the fake ones on the show itself, I just got to feel I got to stand up for every Australian who listens to the podcast. Every time I hear him say,
"Take my baby."
Well, he said, "Where's my baby?
Where's my baby?"
It's like being forced to watch Bei Ling on a repeated loop. Apart from that, love the show. Ben in Australia.
Don't tell me how to raise my baby, Charlie.
I gotta get, you know, most of the time Jake, like his British one is horrible. But the Claire one, that's how she sounds.
It's how she sounds, most American.
And I asked the Emily, the fake, I don't know if it's a real Emily Duraven on Twitter.
Was she
day.
On Twitter?
Yeah, I was talking back and forth with her for a while. Then uh-huh. I came to a screeching halt. I said, "Hey, would you like to be on the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack?" No response. So if
that's the kind of respect we garner.
If it's a fake one, real one. Either way, I did ask her to be on the show.
Yeah.
But next time, I got to make sure I don't print the emails up in Christmas or birthday because the words are too dark.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
But thanks, Ben. But I agree with you on most things about Jay, but I think the Claire one is pretty spot on.
All right, Jack, you ready to get into the phone calls?
Yes.
Let's do it. But before we do that, we're going to get our last sponsor of the day. Today's podcast is also sponsored by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in customized pay card solutions. Are you a company that is greatly concerned with saving the environment? Here's an example of how pay cards are helping with that concern. For every 10 pounds of paper you reduce in your payroll, you're saving 50 square feet of forest, eliminating 100 gallons of wastewater, keeping 400 pounds of greenhouse gases from being emitted, and 13 gallons of gas. Go to globalcashcard.com and click on Go Green link to see how much your company can save. The numbers will surprise you. And if you mention Jay and Jack and the Lost Podcast, your pay card program will be free to you. For more information, go to globalcashcard.com.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's John in Albuquerque. Just wondering if you heard the latest Bare Naked Hurley James LaFleur song. Yep. I'll talk to you later. Hey, give my disgust to Dale. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Andrew from Illinois. I was just watching Santa Claus 2 to get into the holiday spirit, and I see Juliet is Mrs. Claus in the film, and that brings me to my theory. I think that Juliet will survive the nuclear bomb detonated in the Swan Station because she's Mrs. Claus and is therefore immortal, and in season 6, when everyone thinks she's dead, she'll come with the sleigh and bring presents and cheer to all of the island. Thanks. Love the show. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Charlie from Brooklyn. I just had a theory. I think Dave is actually dead, Charlie's imaginary friend. And Livy said that her husband's name is David, and he's dead. So my theory is that Dave is Livy's dead husband. Thank you.
All right, thank you for those calls. What do you think about that, Jack?
I could go with that because, you know, Hurley was trying to make moves with Libby, right?
Uh-huh.
So maybe Dave was haunting Hurley to keep him from making moves on Libby.
Yes, but we got to remember Dave was, like, in his past, too.
I know, but this could, this whole time loop thing that's going on with Lost, maybe there's a whole time loop thing with Dave.
Okay.
You don't know.
Yeah, all right.
I'm just throwing it out there. No. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, all right. I'm not saying you don't know anything.
Well, I don't know anything. Then we had Andrew, who's from Illinois. I wonder if he feels, unfortunately, I'm from Illinois, like Lauren did. I wonder if it's an Illinois thing. Just curious.
Quit. I mean, I hate Jay Cutler, too, but I think now it's just like, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. It's like, it's not even a sport anymore.
No, it's not. You see the poor guy in this, he playing against Green Bay, he threw the interception, he just kind of looked like, man, they're paying me to do this? I'm kidding. I mean,
it's really a shame he's not in Denver anymore. It takes the fun out of hating Jay Cutler.
Yeah, maybe they could trade him to the Raiders.
That'd be nice. Or Kansas City. I mean, anywhere where Philip Rivers plays.
New England.
We don't really play the Patriots.
It doesn't matter,
much.
But it makes me so happy to see him in New England. Anyway, he was saying, is there a Santa Claus 3?
Yes, there is.
Okay, I did see Santa Claus 3 when I was in Cleveland.
Okay.
We were sitting there watching it. And Elizabeth Mitchell's in that. She's pregnant in that. I was wondering if she was pregnant in real life at the time. Because I know she had a baby around that time. So
maybe you should ask her.
If you're listening, Elizabeth, could you call in and say, yes, I was pregnant. No, I wasn't. That's all I'm asking.
I'm sure you can IMDb it and then they'll give you like a little.
I don't have to do the research. I'm like a lot of people. Just tell me, give me the information.
Okay.
So also her mom in the movie is Anne Margaret. Who would want to have a mom, Anne Margaret? I always had a kind of a crush on Anne Margaret. Viva.
So you
Las
wanted
Margaret.
Her as your mom? That's kind of creepy.
Well, not my mom. Maybe stepmom, maybe. I don't know. But what do you think? That she's going to survive because she is actually Mrs. Claus?
No, I don't. But, you know, I think she... Well, you know what? I don't think she's going to survive in the sense of she survived an atomic explosion. I think she's going to survive in a different way.
And
that's
then,
my
and
opinion.
And then Martin Short is the bad guy in this movie. He's Jack Frost, or he's yes. Mr. Freeze, or whatever.
He's Jack Frost.
Jack Frost. And I didn't know Jack Frost was a bad guy.
Kind of.
Well, he's greedy. Let's yeah. just say he's not really. Well, he's a bad guy. So, yeah, that could be happening. It was funny to see her in a different role.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lighthearted role. And then we had John.
Bare Naked Hurley.
You know, it used to be a time that Bare Naked Hurleys would send us the song.
Yeah, I know.
But that's all I'm saying. I'm not complaining.
Paul, we're talking to you.
I'm not saying anything to Paul.
It's just, you know, he used to do them all the time. He got lazy.
He even did a song for me.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And I think the problem is he got married and, you know, he's too busy with his, you know,
life
and stuff and life. And
but no, I will check it out. I will.
Hey, it is good. I have heard it. It's good.
Have you heard? I haven't heard it yet.
Well, you should hear it.
Well, this first I've heard of the call. I didn't know. Thanks, Paul.
But he has like all of his songs on his own podcast feed, which you can find on
iTunes.
Oh,
so it's his own podcast feed.
Yeah, I know. See?
Well, you know, Paul, if you give us permission, we'll play it on the next podcast.
All right.
Should we ask him?
Sure, let's ask
him
right now.
All right, hey, Paul. Okay, we did.
All right. Jack, remember the last set of calls?
The last set of calls.
Here we go.
Hey, Jack. This is Gary from Tennessee. I'm just calling to ask you if y'all know maybe something more I know, or at least maybe Jack knows something more than I know. From what I'm hearing, what I confirm from news sources, has it been confirmed or not whether or not there is going to be a hiatus during season 6 during the Winter Olympics? From what I'm hearing, there is anywhere from 2 weeks to a whole month. I just wonder if maybe y'all know more about that than I do. My news sources are usually IGN, and usually they're pretty right on these things. And one other thing is I know that Flash Forward and they're on their hiatus right now into March. And right after the Winter Olympics happen, both Flash Forward V and presumably Lost after their small 2-week break or whatever are coming back all in the same week. I wonder how on the X would deleted, how y'all going to do 3 podcasts at once. Just think of a call. Keep up the show. Good work. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. It's Carrie in Houston. It's Tuesday, December 8th. And what does that mean? It's everybody's favorite Christmas present release. Lost Season 5 on DVD. I couldn't be more excited because Amazon ran a daily deal today. All 5 seasons bundled up together for $73. And I'm feeling pretty pitiful because I paid $82 on eBay Seasons 1 through 4 on DVD. So now those are going back on eBay. I'm selling them cheap. Look them up. Carrie Blitz is my username if anybody wants my Seasons 1 through 4. And otherwise, you guys take advantage of Seasons 1 through 5. Uber cheap today on Amazon. Love the podcast. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Shane from Lexington, Kentucky, home of the Kentucky Wildcats, baby. Check it out. I have a little thing to back up Jack on this. Everybody always calls in feeling sorry for Locke. They feel sorry for him because he hasn't had his chance. Or the guy, you know, they just feel sorry for him. But, you know, when they see a homeless person sitting on the side of the street, they don't feel sorry for that homeless person when that homeless person may have had several chances in life to succeed and do well, but didn't. He failed. You know, and I'm not saying anything bad against homeless people. I know some of them are mentally ill or lazy, you know, but it's the same principle. These people see Locke fail mainly on his own accord, his own fault, yet they still want him to succeed. I know it's a television show, and you can get into the semantics of, oh, you know, it's TV, man, just, you know, let it go, but I just can't let it go. You can't feel sorry for some people in the exact same situation and not for others. Locke is a waste. He's on the beach, and frankly, guys, that's where Locke needs to stay.
Wow.
Locke, man, I thought you were harsh.
Well, this is
what... I think he makes a point, I guess.
Well, he does make a point, but this is why people love Locke. Correct me if I'm wrong. Because he's bald and people love bald people. No, I'm just kidding. In season 1, they really did, for the first 15, 16 episodes, they really built Locke up as you cared about him. You wanted to root, you rooted for Locke, and he did a great job. He got Charlie off heroin. He was the behind the scenes leader. He was the provider. He killed the boar.
Yeah.
He saved Michael from the Walt from the polar bear.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot of things.
Well, he was like the man with the answers.
He was like, he was an average guy. And then you see his backstory and you're like going, okay, well, then we were so curious. How did he end up in that wheelchair? Now he's able to walk again. Oh, wow. That's just amazing. We cared about him. Then we start seeing his backstory. And that he's had, okay, his dad stole his kidney. People cared about him. My problem with it's always been that he's had chances, and he's just he's just one of those guys that can't live with being, you know, he wants to be, he's like the high school, the Ed Bundy from Married with Children. He was the big football star in college, high school, but never got over it.
Ah, yeah.
He's just wants to be more than what he is. Just be happy that you are the provider. You were accepted by the other people. You were, even though Jack thought he was a, Jack and Kate, I remember that episode, they said, where's a crazy old guy, bald-headed guy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think that's what people cared about, and that's why they still root for. He's the underdog, and they want him to succeed. But I, like I've said 1,000 times, I jokingly say, yeah, if he was laying on the beach, I'm fine with that, which I guess would be all right. I was just wondering how they're going to bring him back to life after he's been dead.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as homeless people, I care about the homeless people. I was in Cleveland. There's a lot of homeless people around. Did I tell you the story about the angry homeless person?
No.
We're walking.
Oh, you told me about that, yeah.
Yeah, we're walking to the stadium. I have an LT jersey on, of course, because I'm a Charger fan like LT. So I'm walking in, and the guy goes, and I didn't have any money. I already gave it to the other guy down the, any money, it was stuff. I just didn't have time, you know. And the guy's, he goes, you come all the way from San Diego, and you don't give me any money? I said, well, I came from Raleigh. And he's screaming at me. I go,
yeah.
Well, at this point, no, I'm not going to give you any money. You can't yell at me and I'm going to give you money. You're like the government screaming at me to give me my tax dollars. Just give them over to you. So, no, I'm sorry. You lost me on that one. But that's my analogy on Locke. What's yours?
Well, I agree. He's his character is just so fresh, so different,
and
so intriguing. And this is where it is, though, is they made him, the writers made him so intriguing, made his story so remarkable that the ending of him just falling out of a box on the beach does not satisfy this character that they created as this almost mythical, you know, person.
But the writers have always done things. Not the norm on Lost. Lost is
okay, but that's what I'm saying. That's misleading.
It's not misleading.
Yeah,
main characters have died.
Yeah, but okay, but
a guy like Boone, who was a main character in season one, gets killed. And you're like going, they're killing him off.
Yeah. Like, okay, but back then, and all. I mean, I love Ian Somerhalder. I love that character.
I was
I love him every time he comes back on the show. But okay, between Locke and Boone, who would you think they would kill?
Well, Boone.
Okay.
Now between Charlie and Locke, I was shocked they killed Charlie.
I wasn't shocked. I mean, the way they did that story, they gave him redemption. They were
setting him up to be killed. But they've been telling us the whole time, Locke is his own worst enemy.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
I think they. You know,
I'm not
you know
denying
what,
the
you know,
fact.
You know why they did it? Because people criticizing the if they had one out, they could say I've said 1,000 times. Because people always criticize. Why do we have those flashbacks? The flashbacks are a waste of time.
But they're not
a waste of time.
This is my
watch
point.
The flashbacks and tell you why they did it.
Is they made this great character in the first season, and the next seasons they just drag him through the mud. They did, right? Remember?
Because
that's
his whole life.
Let me finish before you get into. Whatever
that's his whole
spew
life.
You like to spew. But remember when people used to complain to the writers? Remember they used to complain to the Official Lost podcast. And what did they always tell you? What did Damon and Carlton always tell you?
Nothing.
No, they would say, you know, I know
they would tell
he's
me that,
low right
that
now,
one guy's not wearing his pants.
But they say he's low right now, but you know, it's about redemption. It's about going to your low point and then rising again. And every single character on that show has the low point and then rises again. Charlie didn't die on his low point. That if he died in season two,
but
if he died in season two when everybody hated him, wouldn't you be kind of upset? It's like, oh, that's a crappy way for him to die.
But why are people? Are people upset that Charlie died? Because they're saying now that Desmond may have lied to Charlie that Claire was supposed to leave the island with Aaron.
We don't know the end yet.
Well, we don't know.
And so, we don't know what possible future Desmond saw.
Hold on a second. What happens if that doesn't happen? Then Charlie died for nothing.
But he died knowing he was doing it to save them.
Yeah, but
and
the
concept of knowing it in his head, and that's how he died, that's justified because he's dying as a hero.
All right.
But tell me this. You're a Charlie fan. Would you have liked it if they would have killed him at season two before he got his redemption in season three? Would you have been
happy? I wasn't happy they killed him in season
but
three.
But how happy would you have been if they killed him when everyone hated him?
I wasn't happy either way. I lived with it because I was going...
But
hold
between
on
the two...
Hold on.
Between... You didn't answer my question. You didn't, you're going around the question. You're not answering it.
Between the two situations. If they had to kill him off, I guess I was happy with it, the way it happened in three because it was so beautiful. But
I rest but, my case.
Hold on a second. But
that's all I'm saying.
I wasn't happy either way. But as a fan of the show, I'm not going to be holding my breath going, you didn't do it the way I wanted to. Just let me finish. They killed him off. I wasn't happy about it. I liked Dominic Monaghan. I loved him on Lost. I loved the way him and Hurley interacted with each other. And I liked him with Claire and stuff like that. I wasn't happy with it. But for the story to continue and the story to go on, I didn't go, I'm not happy with it. I don't like it. I don't like the way they did it. You built him up as a
great character. Wait, you just contradicted yourself. You said, I didn't like it. But I went with it. But you just said that. I didn't like it.
No,
I didn't like the way they went with it.
No, but see what
you people... Just, no, you just said no, what you no, said
I'm
that sa- you didn't say.
I'm saying what people are saying about John Locke. I'm not going to be happy
if he lives that... Is what they're saying you said.
But I didn't go... I didn't say... But I went. I didn't go, oh, the show's horrible because it's lazy writing. We're not
saying... I didn't say the show's horrible. I said I wouldn't have
liked
that.
How many people have sent an email saying, I'm not going to... This show's not going to be satisfying enough for me if John
Locke... But how many people did that with Dominic Monaghan when he died? There was a lot of people. There's a lot of Dominic Monaghan fans.
They continued watching, though.
Exactly. Same thing.
But a lot of people... But they're
that was never my point. My point was never like people getting upset because they did the same thing for Dominic Monaghan. My point is...
People are still upset with Boone.
Between the two, people that had... with the redemption, between the two, which was better for you
actually,
as a fan
of
Charlie?
Be honest with you, if you had a killed in season two, I'd have been okay because he was such a jerk.
Would you have been kind of says like, oh man, he's so awesome and he just died as a jerk?
No, he's a jerk. Sometimes.
Between the two that you've actually been able to see,
well, the way, the way they did it for Charlie, I have to be honest... was outstanding. It made me cry. It brought a tear to my eye.
And what did you feel for seeing John Locke just thrown on the beach? Did you feel any emotion?
But see, with John...
But did you feel any emotion?
Be honest with you, at this point, I'm so tired of John Locke. It just was like...
But weren't you tired of Charlie in season two?
I kept pulling for Charlie to come back.
Exactly. And people were pulling for Locke to come back.
But see, Locke...
And with him just lying on the beach, there's no emotion. There's no emotion there.
Locke is the kind of guy with me... If I'm hanging around John Locke, I'm starting getting tired of him. I'm tired of someone who just
which is fine. That's your opinion, but there is people that are fans of him.
Now I'll give you this. What I want to say is what I think people care more is not so much about John Locke. It's the job that Terry O'Quinn has done with John Locke.
I know you're doing your political
spiel. No.
I don't like John Locke, but I like Terry O'Quinn who plays John Locke.
Obviously, Terry O'Quinn has done an amazing job to bring out emotions on both sides. People care about John Locke and hate John Locke. It's like some characters you go, I don't care if he dies or not. And there's been characters on Lost, I didn't care if they died or not.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to mention them because they might be listening. I don't want the actors to get mad at me. But I don't care if they die or not. I don't care. But there's he has done an amazing job. If he ends up on the beach... That's the way the story's going. I'm cool with it. That's why I'm saying I didn't like they killed off Charlie, but I kept going.
That's all they're saying is I wouldn't like if they did that. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying I'm not going to not watch the show.
Well, obviously you have to because you work for ABC.
I don't work for ABC, and I would still watch the show. That's what I'm saying. It was never about. You know, not watching the show. Okay. It's just for a character like that, for a character people care about, they want to see the kind of ending that Charlie, if he's going to die, send him out the right way. Don't send him out just him dropping on the beach. That's the whole point. We've gotten this a million times.
Wouldn't you admit that if they bring him back, it's going to have to be done in a way.
And I think they're going to do that.
So what if they bring it back in a way that's cheesy? Would you like it that way or should he just remained on the beach?
I don't know. We'll have to see how it ends.
I gave you an honest answer with the whole two and three. What's the answer? Would you be happy with
what?
I'm saying
I would not be happy with the cheesy ending. I want a real ending.
Okay,
the show is real.
Hold on a second. What if he ends up just? Would you rather have him on the beach dead, or some crappy? They bring him back some crappy way. It's like, oh come on, that would never happen. That's just crappy.
I'd rather him be dead on the beach. All right. They can't do it right.
That's what I'm saying.
They've already screwed up enough. Don't screw it up more.
Oh, ouch! So call him out again.
So that's that.
And then we have Carrie.
Uh huh.
Carrie, nothing brings up the emotion of John Locke. Carrie, who bought season, I think this is answering because people have been asking if we know any information. Are they going to have the all six DVDs together in one set? I would think they would.
They definitely would,
and they'll probably have some kind of set like the season five special set. I'm sure they're going to have some after Lost is over. They'll have behind the scenes stuff.
Because we're looking at getting the Battlestar Galactica complete series. It has like a Cylon head and the light goes back and forth.
Oh, really? Yeah. The old Cylon head or the new one?
The new one.
I like the old one better. But anyway, I'll save that for the.
Stop spoiling.
When they killed that Cylon and he was laying there on the beach, I was bummed. Anyway, so Carrie, you can go look her up on eBay and she's going to sell her set because she found all five for $82.
She kind of played her, she showed her hand.
Yeah.
Because who's going to want to buy him for what you paid for him when you get him cheaper on Amazon?
Oh, there'll be someone going, wow, four sets for $110. What a bargain. And then Gary, Jack probably knows more than I do. Well, yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Not
who's
you.
Who's the person in the background? So is Lost going to be on a hiatus? Because I took some heat for the last time about the...
I don't know if they can because they have to go straight through with no breaks is what, like May 18th?
Yeah.
They can't take a month well,
that's
break
what, that's what
because
we're,
that'll push them well into June.
That's what we're assuming May 18th.
That's what I'm saying. But if they took a month break for the Olympics, plus we, that would put their show in June.
Plus we're
and that's way
this,
past sweeps.
This huge Lost party in Los Angeles. We really need to know the end date.
Yeah.
So there can't be any of this, oh, we're taking a week off and we schedule something. That would really upset us. So don't listen to Jay's lazy writing comments because that's not, you know, that's not from both of us. But hopefully they don't take I took some heat for the last time. I wasn't criticizing Vancouver, who's hosting the Winter Olympics. I'm just saying I'm not a fan of the Winter Olympics. I'm not a fan of the Summer Olympics anymore. I just don't think it's not amateurs anymore. It's professionals. And that's what has killed me as far as the Olympics. And plus, you don't have the team. You don't have the Iron Block anymore to root against. You know, it's not us versus them anymore. It's not, you know, the Rocky Four. Rocky
oh,
Four.
Man.
So that hurts it too.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, there's nothing better than the 1980 Olympic team that you believe in miracles.
Yeah.
Hockey team. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Or a figure skater that comes out of nowhere. Or a curling person that pushes the broom correctly and lands it on the dot. There's nothing definitely better than says that.
All right. So that's that. Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
I got to get a haircut.
All right. That is our show for this Thursday.
Yay.
You can give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311.
Call anytime. Lost comments, questions, and or theories.
Also, check out globalcashcard.com/lost. You have 1 week. 1 week till next Thursday when we post that vidcast to get in what you think the finalist prize is. The clues, they're all posted up on the website right now. We said them earlier in the show today. You go to globalcashcard.com/lost. The clues are there. You email it lost@globalcashcard.com with what you think the finalist prize is to win another prize. We're just giving out tons of prizes.
And don't forget this video that we're the whole contest is about how you think Lost is going to end, how you think it's going to end, not how we how it's
exactly
going to end,
how just your ideas.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't at least try to win this prize, you're going to kick yourself.
Exactly,
because you're going to watch the one that wins. You go, I could have done a better job than that. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you're going to kick yourself for not at least attempting to win this prize.
Exactly.
I'm serious. If I could quit...
You guys are a creative bunch out there.
If I could quit the podcast... Why do I do that anyway? But if I could quit the podcast to enter the prize, to win the prize, I'd like to have the prize. I'm going to tell you right now, I'd love to have the prize.
It's pretty sweet. It's pretty awesome.
And that's all I'm saying. Not saying that the one that's going to be the first prize that you're guessing on right now. The final prize is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm saying. I'm not giving it away. But it's cool.
All right, so check that out at globalcashcard.com/lost. Thank you again to our sponsor for today's episode, audible.com, which is you can find our page at audiblepodcast.com/lost for free books, and globalcashcard.com. Michael Purcell from there helping us out and working on all this stuff, and it's been a blast. Also, we'll see you guys next Thursday for a special vidcast.
We have a couple more things. You want to do the vidcast thing?
Oh, I'm just saying, next week we're having a special vidcast reviewing the Dharma Initiative orientation kit video season 5 set, which should be a lot of fun.
We already have our carry, so we don't have to go bid on your first four seasons.
And also we will be unveiling the finalist prize.
It's something laying on the beach. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a subject. I keep getting riled up about it.
It's John Locke's body.
It's Terry O'Quinn.
We killed him and now we're giving him to you.
Yes. Freeze, he's frozen. We're kidding, but obviously. Also, the Autism Speaks 30-hour podcast, March 20th and 21st, we've added another guest, or two guests.
What's the other guest?
Ryan and Jen from The Transmission.
Woo-hoo!
And this year, I'm calling my shot. I think both years we've lost, I think 1 year we did top influential movie albums.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year was best song, 10 songs of
top
all time.
Top 10 songs, yeah.
This time I've asked him if we can do top 10 movie score, so best music from movies.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling him out. I'm calling Jen out right now. I'm calling him a shot. She's going down. I'm going to win.
I don't know. Your repertoire is John Williams. I think that's all you got.
I'm calling her out. I'm winning. I'm just saying right now, Jen, not putting any pressure on you. It's over. Don't even enter.
I think Jen's going to kick both our butts again.
She probably will, but I'm calling my shot. But that's Ryan and Jennifer. We have Patrick Lavato, Todd Stones, and I'm working on another guest. I really haven't got into. I've been really busy lately. Also, on a sad note,
yes,
we'd like to dedicate this podcast to Jay's great grandmother,
Lena
Peluso, who was 104, passed away last Sunday. And then my uncle Don Gleveler passed away. No, Lena last Tuesday, and Uncle Don passed away Sunday. So we lost two family members this week, and we'd like to dedicate the show to them.
Yes. All right, so we'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.